Darren Nicholson from Balsam Range. We're going to catch him as he's on his way up to Hamilton, Ohio, the Miami campus, university up there, for a concert tonight with Balsam Range. Is there a band that has propelled itself into that upper echelon faster and more permanently than Balsam Range? I don't know. They just seem to win every award that you would want to win as a band. They just keep doing great project after great project, great performance band, their last album being Five, because it was the fifth one. We're going to talk to Darren about the show tonight. We're also going to talk a little bit about Grey Fox. Balsam Range is back again at Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival, so we're going to have some fun. I think if I've done my job right, I should have Darren Nicholson on the phone. Are you there, Darren?
Hey, Steve. Yes, I am.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Hey, great album. Five, all of them have been. All the previous four. I like the way you guys decided that, Balsam, we're just going to call this one Five.
Well, that's right. We're excited about it. It came out a few months ago, and it's been getting some great reviews. And it is our fifth band record, but it's also the same five guys that are in the band.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I kicked off the show today with Moon Over Memphis, and I got a couple of in the playlist. It's a great new album. And I'm talking to Darren Nicholson from Balsam Range. You said you just finished your sound check up at Miami University in Hamilton, right?
That's right. We were still playing.
Okay. You guys want to play one on the phone for me? I just got to come up tonight and hear it.
I thought about just sitting here with the microphone.
It's been tried.
Just finished up. It's an incredible auditorium. It's going to be a fun night of bluegrass, and we're here, of course, with a bunch of legendary bluegrass musicians in the band Hell and Highwater.
Oh yeah. It's going to be fun. That's a nice place, and I say that. I don't get anything for doing it. I've been a member of that series for 25-plus years, and it's always a good...
Oh, wow.
It's a great crowd. The crowd will come there, Darren, to hear music, and they know what they're listening to, and they know when it's good, and they're used to seeing good shows there. So you're going to love this place tonight. You really are.
Well,
that's
wonderful.
Blast.
Tim was raving about it. He had played here before with Tony Rice.
Yes.
Tim Surratt plays bass in Balsam Range, of course.
Sure.
So he was bragging on it, and... And, of course, Mark's old fraternity was actually, they started up, that particular fraternity started up here at Miami University. And, of course, he went to Western Carolina. But it's been a big day for him, too.
Oh, yeah. You're going to enjoy it. The crowd will absolutely, they will eat you up, and you will like them back. And Hell and High Water is coming up there before you. I believe they're probably in transit now. That's Missy Raines and Mike Compton. Shad Cobb, and is it David Greer still?
David Greer, they're all incredible. We're looking forward to seeing their show.
You're going to have to bring them out and mix and match a little bit at some point, maybe.
We may do that, yes. that's where it gets fun.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I was rereading and just kind of going over some things, and I kept thinking, here's a band. You've had five albums out. I know you all were not brand new to music, and you all had different careers and came together and formed Balsam Range. But you are this band, Balsam Range, has somehow, and I'm going to ask you for the secret for any band members out there listening. How do you go from let's form a band, let's take all this experience we have and form a band, and within such a short period of time? I mean, vocal group of the year, I'm talking about IBMA, song of the year, over and over and over you're nominated. How did you go from let's form a band to being in that upper echelon in which you are? Balsam Range is in that very top tier of bluegrass bands. How did you do it so quickly? I'm just amazed by, I knew most of the players from other bands or other things, like you mentioned Tim played with Tony. But how do you get from let's form a band to being one of the best recognized every year?
Well, it's when you set the bar low. If you have no expectations, then anything positive that comes along with it is just kind of like gravy at that point. It's kind of, not necessarily that we had a lackadaisical attitude, but I think part of it is all the guys are really talented guys.
Yes.
There's four singers in the band, so there's a variety within the show, within the styles of music, and we're doing a lot of things locally, and we had a couple of gigs locally where we got a lot of experience playing four or five nights a week in the beginning, which kind of helps a lot, as far as kind of gelling the band together. But at the same time, we weren't really looking. I don't think we ever sat down and said, "Well, here's our goals." But if you just keep trying to make friends and do good shows, then and kind of keep a good attitude, then I think positive things will happen and come from it.
Well, I mean, maybe that's the key, Darren. I mean, I think if you set out, if a bunch of great players like you are and great singers and you give that all that versatility to the vocal parts, plus you're all great musicians, and the songs that you use and write are just great. So, but
well,
if you
the material's a big part of it, too.
Yeah.
I think, you know, original material, picking good songs that fits your style and your band. Like I say, we try to come up with a variety. But I also think that's kind of a Balsam Ranch trademark if we have one, or, you know, with trying to find the best song.
Yeah. Well, and that's a big part of it. And I usually talk to artists about how they choose tunes for a new album, and I want to talk to you about that in a minute. But I think that if you go into a meeting and you think, okay, guys, we're going to form a band and we're going to be one of the best, I think you're going to lose track of the fact that what you need to do, correct me if I'm wrong on this, is do what you do well, play well, sing well, enjoy it, and make sure the audience gets it, and bring that something special. And then if you do all those things, you're going to be like a Balsam Ranch within a relatively short number of years for the same, pretty much the same configuration. You really are. You're one of the tip-top. Balsam Ranch is recognized everywhere as one of the top bands. Not that they're all of them are great. I'm not saying that they aren't, but you are just in that, like, oh, Balsam Ranch is like, everybody knows Balsam Ranch and all the awards and all the stuff that you get. So I think maybe that's it. You're having fun. You're doing local things, and you mean to do it well. Like you said, you're not,
well,
you know.
I appreciate you saying that. I mean, I really do. The guys are all, they're good guys. They're all really humble guys. And I think, you know, we just try to go out every night and have fun and have fun with the audience. And, you know, just want people, you know, to leave, you know, saying they had, you know, feeling like they had a really good time, not only musically, but the entertainment part of it. And just, you know, I think if you're having fun and you've got a good attitude, it kind of radiates with other people as well. And that's, you know, we'll just keep trying to have that attitude and see, you know, where it goes.
Well, and you have to have the goods too, Darren. You can't just show up and say, we're going to have a good time. And you got to deliver on all those points we've talked about, the material that you choose and write, the musicianship and the vocals and the performance part, which is a big part of it. Sometimes you can be the best pick and singing band on the planet, and you get on the stage, and you forget that you're there for an audience, and there's just, you know, there's a performance side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And well, but you know, like I said, all these guys are really talented singers and performers, and songwriters, and so it makes my job easy. And the hardest thing for me is, you know, I just show up and try to, you know, even come close to everybody else's level. So it pushes you to, you know, it kind of pushes you when you surround yourself with good people. You know, it'll bring you to a different place.
Are they standing there looking at you when you're saying this? Is that why you're being so nice to them?
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. As soon as I leave the room, I'm going to talk to you.
Good, okay. Good, we'll do that later. It is a good group of guys, and it's a great new album. I play cuts from it all the time, and let's talk about the album a little bit. We'll talk about the venue again in a minute. I want to talk to you about where I'm going to see you in July. But let's talk about the album we've talked about. Let's talk about the band members, first of all. Let everyone listening know who all the band members of Balsam Ranch. Tell me about them.
Yeah, well, Caleb Smith plays guitar and sings, and he's another guy like Tim who can sing, you know, a lot of different parts. But he's also an incredible guitar maker. He's building Smith Custom Guitars, and there's a couple of them in the Zach Brown band. Brian Sutton has one. You know, so he's, well, his time off the road with Balsam Ranch, he's building really incredible, you know, bluegrass guitars and acoustic guitars. And he's my partner in crime because he gets to stand on the end of the stage with me and laugh all night. And that makes it fun. So Mark Pruitt's playing the banjo. He's a Grammy Award winner, played with Ricky Skaggs, Seth Sunder.
Mark is just, you know, for the listener, Mark Pruitt's been the real deal for a long, long time. I play banjo for fun. Sometimes we play out, but banjo players know who Mark Pruitt is if other people don't.
He's
legend.
Yeah, he's a banjo legend.
Absolutely.
He's a one-of-a-kind kind of player. And of course, Tim Surratt on bass and singing a lot of different harmony and leads. Tim is, he won Mentor of the Year at IBMA this year because he produces a lot of CDs. He produces bands like Flat Lonesome and the Snyder Family. And he's just an incredible team guy. You know, he's any band would be happy to have him. And he's a great MC and entertainer. And, of course, Buddy Melton, who plays fiddle and bass and singer of the band. He won Male Vocalist of the Year this year at IBM.
Well, you,
so he's, you know, he's a one of a kind.
Oh, you're all top shelf. You just have to tell Tim, by the way, that right before I got you on, two songs before that, I played the Snyder Family Band. I just got the other day, Wherever I Wander, and Tim produced this one. And
yeah,
I played Nantucket Sleigh Ride, and he's got a nice album there. I'm going to try to, I probably will get the Snyder Family Band in some capacity on this program, because it's just a phenomenal album. So Tim did very well.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's really good, and he's an inspiration to a lot of much younger musicians. Most of them are in this band, but.
You're right.
He's a good one.
Okay, well, you're all great. But let's talk about Five and the selection of the songs. And I know you did your sound check. You got a lot to do to prepare for tonight. But a little bit about what the band thinks. How is a group, once you've done Four and you've got so much acclaim, when the band decides we're going to put an album together, which is now called Five, what's the process of song selection?
Well, it used to be easier when we were making CDs and nobody was buying them.
Oh, for the days.
There's a chance that somebody might hear them. It does put more pressure on you when you have an album like Paper Town that won Album of the Year or Song of the Year. You know, it does. It puts pressure on you to keep, you know, it's like, how are we going to keep turning out, you know, good music? And that's why it also takes longer to find songs, because we want to. This is me personally. I just don't feel like, you know, putting a CD out every 6 months or every year. You know, I'd rather, even if we did one every 3 or 4 years, it'd be quality, you know, and that's, I think that's everybody's attitude about it. And we're not trying to just throw something together to get it out. So the album Five, it was an added challenge because of the other albums that had done so well, but I love the way it turned out. People are responding well to the songs. There's a song called Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old John Denver song that's done really well. It's a fun one to play, beautiful song. Of course, Moon Over Memphis, like you said, you opened the show with that. That's a favorite to play and crowd pleaser. But there's a bunch of great ones on there, like Spend My Days Below the Ground and songs I've sung. But it's fun for us to keep adding new material and doing, working up new songs and arrangements. Stacking Up the Rocks is a fun one because it's an a cappella number, and it really, you know, showcases the vocal aspect of the band, which is one of my favorite parts.
Oh, it's such a strong vocal band. I'm not the only one that's ever said that. Obviously, you won awards for it, but it's just a fun thing when you can put that type of vocal talent along with that musicianship, and then the songs that you produce and put on. It's a great sound. Yeah, your vocal sound is just obviously excellent, or you wouldn't have been awarded
well,
for it.
We have influences, and we have bands that we love, and artists, and people, you know, the first generation Flat Scruggs, Lester Flatt, Jimmy Martin, those guys, Bill Monroe, and the one thing, I feel like Balsam Range don't sound like any other band that's out there. It's a unique sound,
yes.
Unique combination of singers and styles of singing, and so that's part of the added appeal, not only, I think, for the audience, but for us. Like, for me, it's fun to do a variety of music. And you just got to sound like yourself, you know. The early bands, Osborne Brothers, Jim and Jesse, they all wanted to sound different. And I think bluegrass, for a while there in the recent years, because that's where all young bands want to sound the same. They have bands that they like, and they just try to emulate them. And there's that whole part of losing uniqueness or having your own sound that's, I feel like is one of the added appeals of the band. It is for me, anyway.
Well, sir, I mean, certainly you got to have some of those influences when you're starting, because you're hearing something, and in your head you hear those old sounds. But you also, Darren, you have to have that ability then to absorb all those influences, which everybody does.
Yeah.
And then you have to have that talent and ability to then say, we're going to do the, you know, our sound is going to be different, and it is sounding different, and but we're not afraid to do it that way.
Well, exactly. You got to kind of. March the beat of your own drum a little bit, you know. It's easy. It's a lot easier to recreate than it is to create, and that's the fun part of putting the albums together and doing new material and do new songs. And we'll do songs every now and then that people recognize, you know, and try to. But at the same time, we're trying to create our own little thing, and it keeps it fresh for us.
You know, Balsam Range does this. And we're talking. If you just tuned in, we're talking to Darren Nicholson from Balsam Range, who I'm going to be up there in a few hours. Sitting right there watching that show with Helen Highwater, and then Balsam Range is going to be a blast. But you pull from. You don't. I hate to get into this discussion about traditional bluegrass versus not, but the band uses a lot of different influences. You know, if you listen to or see Balsam Rain, you're going to hear great picking and great singing. It may not always be a reproduction of the Osmond Brothers or Flatten Scruggs, because you guys have a different, I think, am I right on this? You kind of pull in different sounds. Not so far that you want to lose the feel of what you're doing, but you have different sounds within your band.
It's definitely an acoustic band or a bluegrass band, but, you know, if Bill Monroe hadn't done something different, bluegrass wouldn't exist.
You are right.
The Scruggs haven't done something different. And it's not about being a traditionalist or not, because the only tradition in music is to sound like yourself.
That's right. That's right.
So,
and that's the key. If you don't, and they'll all tell you this. If you could talk to those guys when they were doing, like you said, the Osmond Brothers, they had their own sound, Flatten Scruggs had their own sound.
Well, they all wanted to. If you've got a different product, then you're not in competition with each other.
That's
right. You can have five bands at a festival, and they'll appeal to different parts of the audience. You know, but then, you know, over the years in music, and it's not just bluegrass, but in country,
right,
like today's country music,
sure,
everybody, they find something that's selling, and everybody jumps on that. And when, in actuality, you know, having a variety of things, to me, makes, it just it kind of broadens the whole scope of the music. And all those guys wanted to sound different, because if you sound different, then you can't be compared to anything else.
That's right. That's right, and you don't, like you said, you don't audibly at some point at a festival, if five bands show up and they all have that same sound, it just wears people out.
Yeah. I like ice cream, but after the third gallon, I just can't eat any more ice cream.
Well, at least you know your limits.
Yeah, 2.5. I talk about it.
You know what, Howard up there might get you a couple gallons of ice cream if you ask him. He's pretty good at catering.
Looking forward to the show tonight. This is they're treating us well. Everything is, it's just a great venue, and I hope everybody will come out and be with us tonight, and it's going to be a fun show.
It will be. Listen, I'm going to. I know you have a lot to do. You were at Gray Fox last year, right?
Yeah, we were at Gray Fox. We're going to be there again.
We'll be there this year, and Gray Fox is. I'm going to be there broadcasting. I have for the last several years, and I saw y'all last year. And Gray Fox, if you just have a second. It's kind of a, it's a big several day festival that encompasses, the Balsam Range sound and also, maybe the new Nickel Creek sound. But what's it like? I can't imagine being on that big stage and all those people out there with all that musical variety. When you perform it at a place like Gray Fox, in particular Gray Fox, because we're both going to be there, that's got to be just a great feeling.
Oh, it is. Well, it's one of those. Festivals, like even as a musician, most of the people that are there, you're fans of. They really put together a killer lineup of, and that's one thing they're well aware of too, is having a variety of different styles of bluegrass and music, and it's a fun one for us. It's one of our favorites. Like I say, just because we get to see a lot of people in the same spot that we like.
Right. Right.
To listen to.
Yeah, it's an interesting feeling to me. The way you almost become like a part of a family. That's an overused term, but I feel like since I've been going up there and broadcasting, I'm like part of this Gray Fox family now. And they seem to be very open. They want to pull people in, and they make the listeners feel that way, and they have to make the bands feel that way. Is that correct?
Oh well, it's just like family, because you're around them for about 3 days, and then you want to get rid of away from them for next year.
Three is your number, Darren. It's 3 gallons of ice cream in 3 days.
Three gallons of ice cream, 3 days, and then you get out there and hopefully you don't.
All right, good enough, good enough.
It is fun. All the festival, the whole festival scene is fun. It's like a family reunion, and I've noticed it kind of comes like in little clusters, like locusts. We'll have, one summer where every festival we play with Junior Sisk, and then the next summer it's, some other band. It just seems like we're with them every weekend for a whole summer, and it just kind of goes in clusters like that. But when you show up to a festival, you're going to see your old friends. You're going to see all the people that you've known for years, and not only the musicians, but the people who come to the festivals, because bluegrass is different from a lot of different genres of music, just because you don't really make fans, you make friends. They're people who bring you gifts that you just kind of get to know over the years, and that's part of the fun of it.
That's well put. That's well put. I like the way you said that. Bluegrass performers make friends, not fans. That's really well put. I know you have a lot to do, and you just got up and did your sound check, which doesn't mean you're finished yet, but you're going to do some more stuff. So I'm going to let Darren Nicholson of Balsam Range, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate your time. I know you're busy as all get out because the album is so good.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, listen,
thanks
anytime.
Thanks for having me. We've got the new album with us tonight.
Oh, good.
If anyone wants to come out, it's going to be a fun night of bluegrass, and we're excited about being here in Ohio and looking forward to a new year and playing songs off the new CD, and we appreciate everything that you do.
Thanks, man.
For bluegrass music.
Well, we appreciate it, and I'll just tell people they can find you at Balsam Range. You got a nice website. You can follow all this stuff, what they're doing, and it's all pretty well done. I think you guys do a good job.
BalsamRange.com.
It's easy, man. All right, Darren, listen, I'll see you tonight, buddy. Take care and have a good show.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks
for having me.
Yeah, man.
Have a great day. All right, bye.
Bye. That is, it is to me, and you know, there's so many bands. Thanks so much, Darren Nicholson, by the way, of Balsam Range. I know that it's hard to catch someone that just finished their sound check, which means, you know, they have a lot more to do. The show's not till this evening, but you got more to do. That's the beginning of it. But for a band like Balsam Range, literally, I don't know, they were veteran musicians, but in my mind, I kept thinking, how do you do this? You have five albums out. You have a several couple years of all of a sudden there's Balsam Range, and they're at the top of all these award shows, and they're getting all this almost in. So how do you do that? How do you do that? Well, he described it as best he could, at least the Balsam Range approach to the way they did it. And I just think that's an amazing thing that they are upper echelon. There's a lot of upper echelon bands, but certainly Balsam Range is one of those, and deservedly so. But anyway, thanks so much, Darren Nicholson of Balsam Range.